What can Trump do to be a good president?
To who?
To America. In this election, right? Because the people have spoken. The people have spoken. They want an anti everything that we've been having.
He said, you've had politicians all this time. Why not try something?
Exactly. And Trump represents the, like, oh shit, or what if, or he is different. Right. Now, I'm not necessarily for his difference, but I'm just saying, in this election, he was the guy that was different. Obama was different because he was pitching change.
Right.
What was Hillary pitching? Hillary was pitching status quo.
And
the only person pitching some type of change is Trump.
No!
Bernie. Oh, no, of course. No. Bernie was. I was pro-Bernie. But I'm talking about, like, when it came down to Hillary and Trump, the only person selling any type of change was Trump.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
And I think that when he said that you guys have tried politicians before, tried somebody that isn't, I ain't gonna lie, I thought that was very fucking interesting.
It was.
I just wish it wasn't him.
It was just, the difference wasn't something that was gonna benefit us.
Wow, that could be interesting. If somebody come in that's not, that hasn't been.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Groomed in D.C. Because that's what we knew.
In his 100-day plan, he was like, I'm imposing limits on Congress.
Yep.
And McConnell, I think Representative McConnell was like, no the fuck you ain't.
And he's really not going to now, the fact that Republicans have all of them.
Right.
They have the whole House.
Yep. The House and the Senate. And the Senate.
But he's still putting that shit out there. Like, the shit that he's saying, that he has said, is still part of the shit that he said he's gonna do.
He backed off of some of that shit.
He has backed off. Like, I think he backed off the China shit.
He took the wall down.
No, it was China.
Oh, yeah.
No, South Korea. He backed off that shit because he said that we're not going to basically serve as their reinforcement or something like that, and they're gonna have to pay us money to, you know, protect them. He's already backed off on. He's gonna back off on a lot of things.
Yeah, of course.
And that's the other thing that I want people to understand something. Yeah, you guys have. Hey, I'm gonna try it and see what happens. Just in 4 years.
There's a lot of damage you can do in 4 years.
Think about if you don't get what you got and it's maybe worse for you, think about the decision you made that night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the other thing, I wanna go back to Bernie. Would he have actually won? Because you said the American people have spoken. If the dark side of America that we thought,
well, I think he had a better chance.
Let's not forget that Hillary had the most votes. Trump had more of the electoral vote.
Right.
Now, Bernie may have been able to get a lot more of those electoral votes than Clinton had a chance of getting.
But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is that he's the president, right? Or he's going to be the president. Right.
He's the president-elect, yes.
So what can Trump do to be a good president?
To who?
To America.
That's what I'm saying.
It was bleak either way it went.
See, because
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Like, where I'm trying to go with the question is this, right? Like, he picked the dude, Pence, that's the representative.
I'm gonna tell you something else, real quick.
Of
Indiana.
Be afraid of Trump? Fuck that.
Be afraid of Pence.
Right. You know what people are saying, right?
Weird.
Wait. Have you guys heard about this theory?
He's a fucking maniac.
That they're going to impeach Trump.
So Pence can become the president.
That's been floated out there too.
Man.
Okay. Worse. So again, where I would like to try to steer it is that Indiana as a state has a surplus in their budget, right? Us as America, I think that one of our biggest issues has always been a balanced budget. Like, we spend as a country way too much than what we make, right? So for me, when I'm looking, because I'm always a glass half full kind of guy. People voted. He's the guy now. So what can Trump do for me that's going to be beneficial? If he can fix the economy, get that better.
The economy that's already being fixed right now?
Well,
with all the stock markets crashing.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Hey, you know what? Look, I've watched a couple of these damn debates. I don't know what Trump's plan is because he never talks about a plan. So, you know, he's on his political stuff. He's good there with the politician stuff. But like Rod said, this guy's a businessman. I know he's going to focus in on that side, which is part of the big reason why he picked Pence as his running mate. So all I'm saying is when I look at this, right, and I'm like, okay, what's gonna be good for us. I think that if he can fix or get better, you know, expedite the process, bring the jobs back that he's talking about, that he appealed to in all of these states and in these rural states and the Wisconsin's and all of that. But overall, just bringing jobs back to America, because our whole economy is based off of spending. So if you bring jobs back and people have more discretionary income, then it helps our economy. So all I'm saying is there, can there be a silver lining with Trump in office?
I don't know.
You just hope, everybody is hoping, so at this point.
I'm not even hoping. I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I'm not, man. I just think that.
You want him to fail?
Huh?
You want him to fail?
You might need to learn that lesson.
I think America may need to learn that lesson.
Right. Mm. But what if he succeeds?
You know, if he succeeds, then it's gonna be great. That's worse. It could be even worse.
I don't think I want him to fail. I would like for him to prove me wrong. Because it's almost, I look at it like, if you're on an airplane, you don't want the pilot to crash and fucking y'all burn. You know
I
what I'm
heard
saying?
That analogy. So but, it's like, but at the same fucking time, I don't want. Look who he has behind him. Look at the people that he's emboldened to be saying the shit that they say and doing the things that they do. If he does a great job for the next 4 years,
it's gonna benefit.
And then that turns into eight. You know what's gonna start happening is this is gonna become a trend. Presidents are gonna come out and say, well, shit, it worked for him. Fuck the Mexicans.
Yep.
Fuck the Muslims.
Yep.
Black people, not fuck you guys, but we're not really concerned with you right now.
I don't need your vote anymore.
I don't need your vote.
I got rural America.
Exactly. That's what scares me. And then they're gonna be, and when I say they, I'm not talking about all white people, so don't be stupid. I'm talking about there's a certain sect of Trump supporters that are disgusting people.
Of course.
They are going to start saying, look, we told you so. We fucking told you. All y'all talking about this Obama, we fucking told you, man. Trump came here and he made America great.
It's going to be a payback.
That's going to be a problem.
It's going to
be a payback on levels we probably couldn't even imagine. They jumped on us when Obama was in office. Now think about this. He's not there anymore. You know, and for me, when I think about this, I've just been disillusioned by the whole thing anyway.
Yeah.
Just thinking that, damn, Obama is really not the president anymore. I know one thing, that we just have to fucking survive like we've always fucking survived.
Absolutely.
Yep. And that's my thing, you know, regardless of who's in office now, because outside of just being a visual, the optics of Obama in office, we can look at his record and critique that in terms of what it did for black people.
Sure, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he was this great savior of black folks.
Right. No, no, no. The change he ran on, not a lot of that stuff.
Right.
A lot of that stuff didn't change.
Some did.
No, some did.
He got some stuff done.
He got some stuff, but, you know,
I mean, black people are under attack. Black people were under attack under Obama. You know, by the police.
But that's the point, though.
And now this motherfucker is gone. Now what the fuck's gonna happen?
Right.
All these motherfuckers running around Black Lives Matter, oh, they gonna shut that shit down.
We've been talking about the electoral process for this whole conversation, and I really feel like we've been ignoring a huge factor that we really should have been talking about the majority of this time. What happens to minorities, and I'm not talking about just black people, I'm talking about gays, I'm talking about non-Christians. What happens to them now? Because it is, again, it's not Trump that I'm afraid of, it's not Trump's policies that I'm afraid of. It's me going to the fucking gas station, me taking a walk at night. We already live in Georgia, we already live in the South. I already told y'all, even though y'all don't believe me, but I hear nigger. And if y'all thought I was crazy then, you ain't gonna think I'm crazy in a couple months.
That's
y'all go.
No, I remember.
That concerns me too.
I remember, like, when the whole Stone Mountain shit happened and all of, and the
Klan showed up.
Yeah, right. With the Confederate flag when they was talking about all that shit. That's when the whole 20 was packed with motherfuckers on back of trucks and shit, like with the Confederate flags.
I was like, worried.
You
about
thought that was something. This is gonna be a regular occurrence.
We have a bigot in office.
Yes.
You know, that a clear bigot.
That's not level headed.
And we don't know yet if he just did that to get in office.
What I was going to raise before we end this conversation. Like, do y'all think it's more so he did this to get in office, or he truly is the spearhead for these people?
He did it to get in office, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Okay. Because it empowers the people that truly believe that and feel that way.
Exactly. The same way.
But what if he? he starts singing a different tune, because he's already started singing a different tune, right? He, when he met with Obama, he was like, oh man, he's a fine man, he's actually this, and he wants to be, you know, he wants to want him to be his consultant. He's already said this stuff.
It's bullshit,
bro. Bullshit.
No, I'm just saying, but to say that openly, it can leave them kind of confused, like, wait, are you with us?
And he'll be a one-term president, because the people that feel the way that he does, and he walks away from that and does something differently, they're not going to vote for him.
Because I saw somebody who was on the campaign, they was unsure where he stands now.
Look, man, these people,
it's the greatest trick ever.
No matter what he did, these people were not going to not vote for him. And I feel like at this point, no matter what he does, remember when Bush was in office, as much fucked up shit he was doing, Republicans had an excuse for every fucked up thing that he did.
They sure do.
It's going to be the same now. It's not just going to be the Republicans that have to make excuses. It's going to be all these people, all these broke ass people that voted for this guy that doesn't give a fuck about you.
Right.
They are going to make excuse after excuse after excuse.
Because they stand by their party no matter what. They are ride or die.
Are they though?
Yes.
I know the Republicans are like the working
people. Mike brings up a very, very great point about Bush. Bush fucked up a lot.
Yeah.
And I would turn into the Republican talk shows just to see how they spun
it up.
Yeah. And them motherfuckers spun that shit every way.
I know the Republicans will.
They have an audience though. And the audience take those talking points and use that to either counter anybody.
I get what y'all saying. Yeah. No matter what Trump does, he still got the other people that's going to be that influence.
Exactly. So they'll continue to be brainwashed under this ideology.
Like, Trump, you fucking up, but I'm going to clean it up for you.
I don't even think they're going to see it as him fucking up. Unfortunately, he got a lot of the uneducated, the ignorant, and again, I'm not saying all, of course, I'm not
uneducated
saying all,
white, and,
but he got a lot of this group. They're not gonna see it as he's fucking up because they don't really know.
When I say fucking up, like him taking advice from Obama and publicly, he's already done it. He did it today, like just. Meeting with him, it doesn't matter. It's just what it looks like.
It does matter because he's not going to do it. He's saying that now. Just like when the whole thing ended, he said, Hillary, she ran a great campaign. She's a great person, blah, blah, blah. He says these things. And now we are stuck in a place where we have no fucking option but to start banding together. Like, it sounds corny, but that's it. Yeah. Like,
you're right.
Gays, y'all, black folks, I've been saying this shit for years. Y'all gotta stop this homophobia shit. If we weren't in the same fucking gang then, we sure as fuck are now.
Yeah.
So y'all gotta cut this shit out. We gotta fucking band together because all of us are gonna be under attack soon.
This is
all of us.
This is the moment, this is the time to, like Mike said, band together and come together and figure out, you know, what are we going to do, you know, as a community, black, white, gays, all this stuff. As a community, to move forward in this country in the next 4 years, we need to start now. We were attacked under Obama.
Exactly.
Right. Now you got someone that pretty much provoked that.
Right. So I want to punch them in the face. Like back in the good old days, they would have been taken out of here on a stretcher.
Yeah.
This is the kind of shit. This is what you motherfuckers put in office.
Right, back to your point. That's why you're scared because of his followers that believe
it. Right. It's not him. It's his fucking followers.
That's how you make America great.
Yeah.
That's how you make America great.
The scariest thing about this is that document 13, which is off that amendment, there could be another documentary about this one, 45th.
I wish Joe Biden could have ran.
Man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Joe Biden would have won and then went and punched Trump in the
face. Right.
I think Obama.
I don't give a damn if you can concede or don't concede. I don't give a damn.
Fuck you. I'll take it back to the good old boy day. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck your bitch up.
Obama should sneak Trump before he's the president, because once he's the president, he couldn't do it. But right now, since he's still president, just get him one.
No, nah, he ain't gonna do it, man. So
yeah, get him one good time, right?
He ain't gonna do it.
Do it for the culture, right?
we all keep running.
That would be way worse for us, Kay. Yeah. You talking about you smack Trump? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make all y'all pay for this.
Right.
Well, man. I'm going to get me some guns. More guns. I already
you
have
need, one. Hey, look, hey,
don't
PSA.
Don't
if you can legally purchase a weapon and ammunition. No, no, you.
No, he's not fucking around. No, this is real.
No, this no for real. PSA: if you can legally purchase guns and ammunition, buy as much as your budget can afford. Real talk.
Look, man, we do this shit every 4 years. It's the same talking points every fucking 4 years. Abortion.
Did you feel as scared 8 years ago as you do now?
I think just looking at this election, I'm like, it's the same shit.
But when Obama was running, did you feel like, I'm not gonna front, I felt terror the other night. I was just like, this can't be happening. Did you feel that way 8 years ago when Obama was running?
Hell no.
Of course not.
Right, that's what I'm saying. This isn't the same. This is so different.
This is different, dude.
Huh?
So it feels like tyranny.
It does. This is so different, y'all. This is so much worse.
It is.
But I also think it is.
But we'll see.
But I also think it's kind of the same old shit, dog.
No.
Just a little bit.
Not compared to 8 years ago.
Nah, bro, I don't see that. I just don't see it. Rami, bro, he's a fucking hero.
Hero compared to what's going on
right now. This is not the same. We can't look at it the same, because if we do, we're gonna get complacent and we're gonna get lazy like we did before.
That's a valid point. I'm saying
the people that are mad right now, we need them to stay mad. We need them to stay complaining. We need them to stay on whatever, man, doing what you gotta do to organize and mobilize. We can't just be like, oh well, it's the same old shit. No big deal. We'll wait a couple months. If things aren't so bad, we'll just let it go. No, fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah, I do felt I should have spoken out more during this whole process. But I'll definitely speak out more now. You know, I don't know how much of an impact it would have made. I felt like, you know, we have this platform. There were things that we probably could have done and said, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. So I apologize for that. But moving forward, you know, I'll, you know, do more and do what I can. Like you said, to help keep people woke and awake, you know, just aware of what's going on.
If the people fear the government's tyranny, but if the government fears its people, it's liberty or democracy or whatever, freedom, insert whatever you want in there. But like Mike was saying, you gotta mobilize like-minded people so you can influence change. That's how change happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to make sure that we aren't always dictated to, you know, that we actually are the ones that are influencing the change that we want. You know what I'm saying? Voting on the things that we want passed. And that's what we have to do. That's the only way that we can make America the way we want America to be.
This is the time. We thought it was a time, you know, when all the black people were dying, I think now more than ever, this is the time to take a stand, to mobilize, to come together, and to demand change, and to not accept what is given to us. And this is an opportunity. I think that's also a way to look at it, to be better prepared for what we want, because now, you know, our vote has, and you can see, has an impact on the outcomes of election. And
just don't give up.
Yeah, just don't give up. Yeah, exactly. Don't give up. We gotta stay fighting, and that's it.
I look at this as this hopefully can be a blessing for us, you know, especially minorities and black people in general, just for us. Like you said, this is our time to really stick together more than anything. I know we always, people just in general always complain like, black folks never stick together. Hopefully this can be a blessing in disguise for us to really come together as our communities and like Mike said, be mobilized. Let's do something about this. So that's all I got. I'm still in shock that this man is in office. Like, I'm still in shock. Like, I still can't believe it. But yeah, I just really hope that we just definitely have to come together and make sure this doesn't happen for 8 years, because I don't think a lot of people can take a full 8 years of this, like, really seriously.